May we always honor strangers as though they are Christ in our midst. Amen. Luke does not do a very good job of trying to share with us a moment when Jesus visits two women whom he dearly loves, Martha and Mary. In this moment with Martha, she's sharing genuine frustration, and Mary putting everything aside to sit at Jesus' feet. This is not meant to be an either-or moment. Either service or either listening. It is not meant that. I'm going to start over. I lost my place. So Martha is sharing her genuine frustration, and Mary is quite content sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him speak. And it isn't meant to be an either-or moment, either service or listening, because it's not a faith alone, not a works alone moment, because we need both in our lives. We need to create space in our lives to pray, to give thanks to God for the beauty of this world, to give thanks to God for all of the people in our lives, to offer supplication for the things that we could have done better, to ask for courage to do what is right and just, to ask what is God inviting us to be a part of. Prayer and reflection is the cornerstone of being in a relationship with God. But faith without works is empty, because our faith should move us towards helping others, move us towards love and gratitude. This should be the product of our praying. Jesus models for us making time to pray, and then he models for us going out and speaking out. He offers healing and how to be with people who are on the margins. Jesus spends time encouraging those who suffer and reminding those of wealth that they need to change, to treat people, all people, with dignity and compassion. Jesus is always asking us, where is our heart and who do we serve? And then in Genesis, we have Abraham, who is modeling hospitality for three strangers. In Abraham's culture, whether you had a lot or a little, you offered hospitality, because it could be the difference between life and death. Abraham had the means to offer a very good and filling meal, so he did. Abraham didn't make an assessment of his personal safety in the situation. Instead, he ran to them and bowed all the way to the ground in welcome. He bid them to enter his tent, his home. What if we were able to see people who are strangers to us with this kind of kindness, openness, a willingness to be vulnerable, to share what we have with each other, instead of the fear or discomfort that worries its way into our minds? Is this situation safe? And then the creeping thought, why are we wondering if we're safe? And this is hard to admit, but my heart has to keep wrestling not to despise, because I am angry at the baseness that has been given permission to happen in our country. My heart keeps breaking at all of the violence being done to the very least of God's children. And when I think my heart can't break anymore, another tragedy meant to make us fear and hate people. Every day I pray to forgive those who purposely harm others, because if I don't, my heart will become as hard as theirs. And Jesus models for us how to forgive too. When he offered his prayers to God for us with nails driven into his body. So I pray my own prayers of thanksgiving for all of the people in my life. I offer supplication for the things that I could have done better. I ask for courage to do what is right and just. I ask God, what is he inviting me to be a part of? So I use my money and my body and my voice alongside those whose heart breaks with mine, and alongside those who have been broken. Jesus is always asking us, where is our heart and who do we serve? The three men, they understand the gift of hospitality they have just received from Abraham. They recognize the gift of dignity that comes with being treated as worthy, being seen as people worthy of love and respect. The three men whom Abraham doesn't know is the Lord, but has treated them as though they are angels from above. They offer words of blessing to Abraham and Sarah, and in giving is the reciprocal receiving of life. Amen.